up, please. And I said, well, you, I want you to know, we didn't agree to everything, but I want you to know that I was very impressed with what you said, and we listened, and that kid's really good. He was trying hard, he was trying harder to do what he did, and he got it done. Then he went on to say a very interesting thing. He said, you know, he said, I just wish my grandfather could have lived it. He said, his grandson made a call from the president. I said, he wouldn't have lived it. I said, well, I said, Congressman, my grandfather wouldn't have lived it if he'd seen me make it a call. Then he went on to say to that. He said, I could have crowed your other people because he's talking. I just crowed from them. Well, you know, just keep talking as you know. You're not Democrats or Republicans when it comes to some of these things. But I thought you might just put it. I don't know Randall, of course. He was an awfully good looking guy. I remember he was very, very intelligent, but, and of course, naturally, if I'd been born in Harlem, I'd be a Democrat under those circumstances. But anyway, I thought that when we can do something for them, let them know, and never get mad in their interests. That's what it is. He said that he was going to report to the Congress, and I said, that's fine. I just want them to know that we didn't agree with everything, but we did have some. When we did, we followed up. So I thought, and so he said, I was incidentally very impressed with the young successor. Now, he's actually a new boy in town. He'll be aggressive, and he'll not speak to him, but he's a very intelligent man. Yeah. Very intelligent man. You know what, an interesting thing, I don't know whether you noted it, but did you notice if you just sat there and marked his color away, how much he looked like my younger brother Eddie? Did you notice? Well, his face, you notice? Yeah, well, and he started his eyes, you know, the way he kind of, his smile, and he was just really impressed. He had sort of the same attitude, you know, sort of an attitude. He was very impressed. Yeah. Anyway, on the Negro College Fund, yeah. Right. Well. But the thing that he has to, that as I told him, he had, in order to keep his constituency, he's got to complain about some things. But on the other hand, just give us our due word of right. That's all we ask. Well, you might think this little Randall story is not a bad one. Not blatantly, but it's rather nice. Okay. Bye.
That was a lovely party, I thought. Very nice. And also, the blood was so sensitive, and I think all of the other people were.
Stick with the Undersecretary of Judge, you know. Well, you know, we are doing an awful lot of things like that, Rose, and have really never been done before adequately. They should be more recognized, you know, those things to be recognized. Yeah, we had all that thing. I don't mean that, but that retires the cat. Your high
Right.
Is it one good teacher? Well, one is fine, and one in each one, but only for 1 year, and otherwise it was a pure left-wing kook. Really. How they were suited, I don't know, but I know they were suited.
Well, they were suited because they were loyal to you, and they didn't need them all, but how children who don't have parents who understand it at all?
Yeah. But it also has some... and so. I think,
I only know what Lance told me.
Yeah, okay, fine.
They had an attorney I talked to earlier.
Yeah, good.
He said they had caught him earlier xeroxing documents and...
Well, why didn't they fire him?
That's a very good question.
And, xeroxing documents?
Yeah, and Ellsberg... and he's a good friend of Ellsberg's. And Senator Mathias has a bundle of documents of Roger's memos to us. And our replies. Now, our replies can't be much because all we ever said was the president has directed that.
What areas?
We don't know. We're going to try to get a look at them this afternoon.
Is Roger?
I don't know.
Who told you? Larry told you?
Larry. You know, he has his own investigative branch.
What?
He gets that through his own intelligence agency.
And that they have some NFC documents?
Well, they have some NFC, yeah.
No, we don't have anything on Cambodia in there. In the NFC, we got them, I didn't put them through there.
A is from 69. Our whole system is different. I don't know what it is. We can certainly have some silly memos from Rogers. The president, if they force us to declassify, we are going to look very, very good. If they drive us too far, I think you ought to go on national television with a charge of treason and say, this is what they brought us to, and now you're going to fight your campaign to stand this out. I really think you ought to get on the attack. The government cannot run if this keeps up. It isn't just this administration anymore. And I think once the public knows all the things you've been doing, if you say that on May 15th you got a communication from the Chinese, on May 31st you approached the Hanoi, and while all of this was going on, these guys have been leaking documents, passing resolutions, I think we can turn this country around dramatically.
Particularly once we get the Chinese thing, where we
I just hope they won't leak so much next week now with the Supreme Court. I don't know what they've got. Well, we can't worry about it.
But you say it is from 69. What the hell did they have in 69?
Oh, proposals for private meetings, ceasefires.
Now, there wasn't a hell of a lot that we haven't done as long as far beyond that.
We are in great shape because...
What is it you say? He thinks he knows the man, somebody that Elliot Richardson now has in state?
Yeah. In ATW.
Well, Elliot Richardson had his goddamn head examined if he's got somebody in Xerox.
Yeah, but we have to say, it's the first I ever heard of it, and there's no question. I wanted to give you a minute. Nobody really wants to have it apply only to ICBMs. Frankly, I think we will have to make the deal on ICBMs alone.
Sure, we don't say that.
No, I'll go get out this agreement. Thirdly, the third has to do with the length of the agreement, whether you put a definite time limit on it, whether you put no time limit on it, or whether you tie it to an offensive agreement. I think we should, I've talked to Phil about it, we should probably tie it to an offensive agreement, saying that if there's no offensive agreement within X number of years, we'll have the right to withdraw. But those are the three big issues. Jerry Smith wants simply... simply wants an open-ended...
I read the memorandum and I'll keep it
right. And if you could just...
decide nothing today, when do we have to give the judge to come in?
I'd leave a decision memo with you before I leave. We have to give him an answer early next week.
Yeah, when are you going to get the answer?
By early next week.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Fine. Well, you know what we have to decide.
Yeah.
Well, I think the court could do what we anticipated. Then. Certainly, they're going to put that just right on the nose with the numbers. Same as I anticipated. Yeah. We lose Carlos, I'm sure.
And I lost the white shirt.
Carlos was with us.
Well, good.
We're sort of a Republican day, but Stewart is a soft head. You know, he runs around all this work in the social set. But why, for Christ's sake, is he getting political?
I don't know. It must be because...
former Deputy Attorney General.
As I've mentioned before, he's been awfully good with the wiretaps.
What is it all? What's the decision mean, sound, everything, and so forth, and where we go from here?
And it just means that they've released all of the documents without limitation. In other words,
and the dissent objected to that.
Yes.
They released all of the 47 volumes. We can again try it with any new set that comes out. Or have they said there's no prior?
Well, I haven't seen the opinion.
If they destroyed the classified, suppose that they released documents about what we're doing with the SALT negotiations next week. Is that privileged?
I don't know, Mr. President. They might have made a determination that these were historical documents that had no grave or immediate danger to the country. I haven't seen their opinion.
Well, let me say, don't you agree, though, that we have to pursue the Ellsberg case now?
No question about it.
Huh?
No question about it.
All right.
This is the one sanction we have, is to get at the individuals who were...
I suppose their defense at Ellsberg will be, well, if the documents do not endanger the national security, that's what they agree. Others said, why do we go after Mania?
It may be the case. We've... structured the complaint under the statute, which is a lot clearer about taking government property rather than the espionage aspect of it.
Oh, I see. Just taking government property. Technical. But that's the only technical thing. We got hits on perjury, not on espionage, because the statute of limitations are running. Why not? Just get the son of a bitch in the jail.
Well, we've got to get in.
We've got to get in.
He's pretty bad actor, but beginning to find...
oh, he's a disaster.
Some of the...
drug.
Some of the backgrounds in the consortium with the domestic continents, appearing at the meetings.
Well, I want to get that out. Now there's anything to do. Don't worry about it. Just try it. Just get everything out. Try it in the press. Try it in the press. Everything John Luther is on the investigation, get it out and leak it out. You want to destroy it in the press. Is that clear?
Just
well, that's the way we won this case. I didn't try it in the goddamn court, but I won it before it ever got to court.
Well,
that's what this has to be done.
We've got to do this, otherwise, why is he become a peace like martyr?
Yeah. Laird called me and said that Matthias has a batch of documents from 69. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Matthias called me about it earlier.
What's he going to do? Put him out?
Been following him, and why he never came forward about this Ellsberg, I don't know. I'll shoot him out for that. Ellsberg has been up talking to Matthias.
Where did he get these documents from?
Well,
these
secret
documents from what?
Ellsberg.
No, Matthias' document from 69. Gave them to him.
Ellsberg.
Ellsberg gave the 69 documents?
Yeah. No, he's had them since 69. Is that what you're talking about?
No, he says from 69, according to Henry. Henry says.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that, but. Well, I am, but
and said that he had documents from the year 69 which he got from Ellsberg. And
where would Ellsberg get them out of range?
Allegedly, Laird thinks that he got them from a fellow called Dick Cook in Richardson's office, who was then in Richardson's office.
In whose office?
I know Dick Cook and I know his views are...
He led it. Liberal?
Yeah. Former Army officer.
Oh, goddamn. Why didn't he fire him?
Well, up to now, Mr. President, the fact that I knew him as a dove didn't mean that I knew him as a traitor.
Don't listen. Just assume.
And apparently, I'm just quoting Laird, they have memos of Rogers to the president from 69 about Vietnam, and allegedly they have my replies to them. Now, I never make substantive replies. All I could have said is the president has decided that. I mean, I've never put anything on paper in an argumentative way except to you.
But to have that sort of thing in the hand of the senator, ridiculous. Well, look, John, I think it's good. Part isn't going to look so good on this one, too, though, for Christ's sake. So all we got were just three, Harlan, Berger, and Blackman. I hope Berger writes a good opinion. He did write
one. I'm sure they have. They're probably handing him out if they're not.
Harlan's a good bet.
Harlan came through. I thought the pressure from the air would be too great on him. And the other thing is that I thought that...
I'm thinking seriously, Mr. President, that after schemes now. That we might consider, you might consider going to a joint session of Congress and saying this has gone too far now, and ask for some laws and get a tough battle going.
Our laws. The court has just held that that law is unconstitutional by the country.
Well, not entirely, because there is no law against the publication.
They're not ruling on whether the guy can take it out. This really